Neuju.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet, they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Ponovno lep pozdrav v južni hemisferi, oddaji, v kateri poskušamo predstavljati države, politike bolj severno, južno od severnega povratnika. Tokratna tema se tiče Čile in v bistvu širše latinske cele Amerike, tudi Karibov in seveda tudi Evrope. Zakaj gre? Gre za to, da v medijih pri nas smo na nek način lahko zaznali, sicer ne kaj preveč veliko, o bilateralnem srečanju med skupnosti latinsko-ameriških in karibskih držav, poimenovane CELAC, in Evropsko unijo, ki se je zgodil v pretekli vikend v Čileh. Tam se je prikazalo kar nekaj vidnih predstavnikov držav Evropske unije in omenjene skupnosti latinsko-ameriških in karibskih držav, kjer so se pač pogovarjali o možnih, predvsem trgovinskih zvez med tema dvema kontinentoma. Ampak o čemer pa nismo slišali popolnoma nič, oziroma saj jaz nisem mogel zaslediti iz naših medijev, je pa usporeden vrh, ki so ga pomenovali ljudski vrh. Gre za srečanje različnih iniciativ, organizacij, nevladnih, tudi kar se tiče iniciativ iz področji manj, kar se v medijih toliko ne govori o njih. Torej, če povemo malo o organizaciji, organizatori so bile Hemispheric Social Alliance, La Via Campesina, Friends of the Earth International, Centro Martin Luther King iz Kube, pa tudi nekatere evropski NGO-ji in iniciative. Govorili smo z dvema sogovornicama, ki so se tega vrha udeležile, in sicer z Lido Fernando Forero in Brit Brennan iz Transnacionalnega inštituta, ki se predvsem ukvarjata z ekonomsko pravičnostjo in alternativami na področju ekonomije. Po njunih besedah je bilo vse skupaj na teh seminarjih, forumih in tudi pohodno skozi mesto, ki so ga potem policisti preprečili in uporabili vodne topove, da so jih razgnali, v čemer bomo tudi govorili na koncu oddaje. V glavnem deležilo se je okrog 3000 ljudi, zdaj pod sloganom tale vrh se je odvijal pod sloganom za socialno pravičnost ter mednarodno solidarnost in suverenost ljudi. Pa za začetek kar poslušajmo, govorila bo Lida Fernando Forero o nekih štirih glavnih topikah, ki so se imele vršiti na tem vrhu.
This summit was held in the country where they talk about the laboratory for the neoliberalism. This is the country which is the model of the application of the neoliberalism. So it was an important topic 4 years after the coup d'etat to see which have been the effects of that model in the society and in the peoples of Chile. So, and that related to how are the policies now in both regions, in Latin America and in Europe, and how they affect the peoples. We had some self-organized activities on different issues, and also we have plenaries on four issues. The first one was democracy against or in front of the power of corporations. Then it was on human rights. The third one was in the Buen Vivir and rights of Mother Earth. And the fourth one was in integration, in people's regional integration. Those were the main four plenaries, and there were also common moments for the discussion about the bi-regional agenda.
Razlika seveda med tem uradnim bilateralnim srečanjem, ki se je dogajal med Evropsko unijo in Celakom in ljudskim vrhom, so seveda očitne. In te očitnosti nam je nekako poskušala predstaviti Brida Brennan iz Transnacionalnega inštituta. Lahko samo rečemo, da pač že na tej formalni ravni so bile zelo drugače se skupaj potekalo. Ljudski vrh seveda bolj na tej horizontalni, participatorni ravni predstavitev, debate in tako naprej, medtem ko se ve, kakšne so te uradni obiski in srečanja. Pač, visoki predstavniki predstavljajo neke svoje interese držav. Tako da poslušamo Brido Brennan.
There are fundamental differences really in the framework of both summits. At the People's Summit, as Lida said, the topics were, an assertion and discussion, for example, of people's sovereignty over food production and the model of agriculture. Also, for example, what's very big in the agenda here in Chile is the question of the students' movement and the growing resistance there is to what has also happened as a result of the neoliberal model, you know, the privatization of education and education getting increasingly outside of people's capacity to be able to pursue, for example, third level education. And the students, what's also very interesting about that, the students' movement makes the connection very well between these policies of exclusion, if you like, and the policies of the neoliberal model. And the students, for example, held a demonstration in front of the business forum, because it was not only the official European Union CELAC meeting, but there was also a business forum that which brought, of course, top European transnationals to the city, and where this kind of moment with transnational corporations functions like the lobbies function in Brussels, where the priorities of the official summit are often determined by the meetings between high business officials or their representatives of their lobby groups and government people.
Torej, lobi iskanje poslovnih možnosti med Evropsko unijo in Latinsko Ameriko je seveda bila verjetno ena ključnih prioritetnih idej, da je sploh do takšnih srečanj prihaja. Zdaj, če samo preberem pod kakšnim sloganom se je pa ta CELAC EU summit odvijal, nekako tako sem to prevedel, Zveza za trajnostni razvoj, za promocijo investicij v socialno enakost in okoljsko vzdržnost. No, zdaj že lahko slišimo že od drugih ljudi, ki se ukvarjajo s trajnostnim razvojem, da se ta sintagma uporablja oziroma je zelo raztegljiva. Poslušamo zdaj naprej še Brit Brennan, ki govori pač prav o teh prioritet investicije, izkoriščanje naravnih verov in iskanje nekih poslovnih navez, ki so bile tako zelo vidne med temi uradnim srečanjem in nagovori politikov.
At the official summit, on the other hand, it was very clear, and it's also in the official preparation of it, European governments came here with a very strong and aggressive agenda to further liberalize the access of European investments in the region, throughout the region, and also this means to give unregulated access to European transnational corporations for natural resources in the region. We see also that, I mean, this was even, if you like, we could also say that there was some competition between the major governments and powers in Europe. The Germans, for example, made a bilateral new agreement with the Chile government, so signed by Angela Merkel when she was here, and Rajoy from Spain was on a tour to Peru right before the summit. So you had this kind of bilateral initiatives of certain European governments to, if you like, export the crisis in Europe to the south.
Slogan, pod katerim se je odvijal EU Selak vrh, v bistvu nekako zelo kontradiktoren, kot smo že omenili, kot pa tudi Brit Brennan nekako povzema. Zdaj tudi Lido Fernando Forero smo vprašali, ali ne gre zgolj za neko krinko v bistvu proti neki lobistični in korporativni hegemoniji Evropske unije in appetitih leti.
I think that this idea of sustainable development that they are presenting is a must to promote the investment architecture to guarantee the action of investments here in Latin America as well as in Europe without any condition, without any responsibility, and at the same time opening different areas for new business and new investments. For example, talk about sustainable development is related to the agenda after Rio Plus 20 in terms of mercantilization of nature. They are creating this space and the institutional conditions for investments and extractions of natural resources in both regions.
Zdaj v predvsem latinsko-ameriških medijih je bilo dosti pozornosti namenjeno bolivijskemu predsedniku, ki se je seveda odležil tega Selak EU samita in v bistvu se je tam zavzel za nek dosti strožji nadzor nad multinacionalkami, ki harajo po Latinski Ameriki. Potem je tudi prišel na ta ljudski vrh, no nekaj več o temu Moralesovemu zavzemanju nam bo povedala Brit Brennan.
Maybe it's important to mention that at the People's Summit and at the official summit, yesterday's papers gave a lot of attention to Evo Morales, who was here, of course, and some delegations from the People's Summit had met with him in the morning. And he especially challenged this question of, free access to the natural resources of the region, and also was quoted as promoting that the whole policy for CELAC in relation to investment for the future should be strongly under the, in a way, the determination of the peoples and the communities in which these resources are placed. And this I think is an indication that we will see within the region and within CELAC itself certain governments taking a more proactive, not necessarily a nationalist approach, but also more a regional approach about how the resources can actually be used as a resource for the region.
Za Brit Brennan je prav dejstvo, da so prvič v zgodovini latinsko-ameriške države in karibske države tako povezane. V bistvu prav to dejstvo daje neke realne možnosti za samostojništi nastop te regije v globalnem svetu. Pričem pa izpostavlja prav ta ljudski angažma, ki je tako zelo nujen, da bi se dejansko neke bolj emancipatorne politike lahko razvile.
This is the new, if you like, formation in the region where all governments from Mexico, Central America down to Chile are part, and this is the first time that such a regional bloc has emerged, and it does have possibilities, but this is where civil society would have to have a big challenge in terms of developing also a strategy for making this regional formation a formation that answers to the needs and priorities of the people.
Thank you. valiente, siempre será canción nueva, siempre será canción nueva, siempre será canción nueva.
Smo v daji Južna hemisfera na Radio Študent. Pravkar ste poslušali čilijanskega glasbenika Viktorja Jara z komadom Manifesto. Zdaj govorili smo o tem, da so nekateri predstavniki, predvsem latinsko-ameriških držav, se pravi politiki, prišli tudi na, to ljudski, na ta ljudski vrh, ki se je odvijal usporedno z vrhom med Evropsko unijo in državami latinsko-ameriških in karibskih držav. Zdaj povedala nam bo nekaj več o tem stiku Lida Fernando Ferrero iz Transnacionalnega inštituta.
Yeah, there were different moments when some representatives from Latin American governments came to the People's Summit. For example, the Minister of Government from Bolivia and also from Ecuador, they came to the People's Summit. But also, as Britt was mentioning, it was a meeting with some representatives from the People's Summit and Evo Morales. Mm-hmm. And they could talk about the expectations from the organizations present at the summit, at the People's Summit, and their ideas about how can the Bolivian government change the policies, and they could talk about which will be the better way for Latin American and European Union integration in terms of the peoples and not in terms of the investments and business.
Očitno nekako so, vsaj tako nekako se čuti, predsednik oziroma politiki Latinske Amerike nekako bližje svojim ljudem. Participatorna, horizontalna demokracija nekako se nam zdi, da nekako izhaja zdaj zadnje čase prav iz Latinske Amerike. Britt Brennan bo zdaj malo govorila prav o tej razliki med to neposredno demokracijo v Latinski Ameriki in v Evropi. Nekako pravi, da je čutiti to razliko kar zlo.
The era after the defeat of the dictatorships, and we'll say with the big campaign that was launched against the free trade agreements successfully by people, but also the, if you like, the mobilizations and participations democratically in we'll say from all the sectors, from peasants to women to indigenous peoples, is very alive and very dynamic in Latin America. I mean, as compared to Europe, where we are still trying to position ourselves and to become also a movement, a Europe-wide movement that can engage with the current development, the authoritarian and neoliberal development in Europe. You could see in Latin America, not only now, of course, because this kind of democracy, participatory democracy, has been forged in many struggles and continues to be. And a very strong element of that is a new definition, in a sense, of, like Lida had mentioned, like post, not in the run-up to Rio, there was a big effort to insist that markets have the solution to the climate change and also to the crisis. And this is strongly rejected here in Latin America. And therefore, also during the summit, the People's Summit, there was an effort also to reflect this in the methodology of the summit, this idea that you have self-organized activities, forums, seminars, which you bring to a convergence and a consolidation of proposals. And this is, in a sense, it's a new stage of how how people and movements and networks work together.
Torej, kot pravi Brit Brennan, trg ni odgovor na vprašanja, ne podnebna, ne socialna. In potem ostane zelo pomembno vprašanje, seveda že omenjeno, demokracije, kakršnekoli vrste že in razvoj lete. Zdaj, na nek način v Čilu je prav problem v tem, da je ustava bila napisana v času Pinočajeve diktature in kot pravi Brit Brennan, to nekako duši možnost večje participatorne demokracije.
People are extremely aware of the, you know, the constitutional and other changes that were brought about with the imposition in Latin America of a neoliberal model, in particular here in Chile. We have interviewed, for example, Mrs. Isabel Letelier, who was the wife of the former foreign minister of Allende, who was assassinated in Washington in the earlier days of the coup. I mean, she was strongly indicating that in Chile itself, until there is a fundamental change of the current constitution, because even though formal democracy was restored, the constitution developed under the dictatorship and basically written by people who restructured society for the interests of corporations, this constitution has, there's a big demand that this constitution has to be changed, and it is now really becoming a more common demand with the participation also of the students and so on for this kind of demand.
Britain deluje s tem, da je ena ključnih borb po Latinski Ameriki, ki se bojuje in ki bo tudi mogla se v bodoče še bojevati, ta med logiko kapitalizma, s katero je tako obremenjena ta multikorporativna miselnost, in seveda na drugi strani ljudmi, pač vsakdanjimi ljudmi, in ta političen prostor se bo mogel seveda odpreti.
In relation to the question about corporate power, there has been in Rio a global campaign for the dismantling of corporate power and for binding obligations on transnational corporations, because of course the impunity of transnational corporations in terms of their economic and ecological crimes, the mass violation of human rights, is a very big concern and issue and on the people's agenda here in Latin America. And we were involved in organizing co-organized with other organizations a seminar on that, and this was very, very well attended, and there is a growing consensus and determination that this is one of the big issues of the next years, how to tackle the question of the impunity of transnational corporations.
Kot smo že omenili na začetku oddaje, se je del ljudi, ki so se udeležili ljudskega vrha, potem tudi podalo na ulice glavnega mesta Santiago, glavno mesto je Santiago. Policija je razgnala ta shod z vodnimi topovi. Brit Brennan smo vprašali, kakšni so bili ključni razlogi za to.
Well, it's always very difficult to know the full reasons why police bring out water cannon. There was, as we understand it, it seems that they refused, the authorities in Chile, in the city, and I guess the government, refused to give permission for the march from the People's Summit to the Plaza de las Armas in the middle of Chile. So when people, the march as it traveled, you know, as it marched through the city, to the Plaza de las Armas was not locked, but when they got to the Plaza de las Armas and, you know, there were speeches and music and so on, then the water cannon came a few times actually and finally dispersed the gathering at the plaza. So, well, it shows still that the whole question about how our leaders, whether from Europe or Latin America, maybe feel themselves in a fortress, or they surround themselves in a fortress, keeping this distance from the people and access. I mean, we've seen this. I mean, Davos just happened in Switzerland, and it's almost impossible for civil society to reach even to the place of the summit. So it's not only is it very difficult almost impossible to talk to our leaders, but it's also impossible even to reach the places where they are so they might hear the people's voices.
S temi besedami Brit Brennan tudi zaključujemo današnjo južno hemisfero. Kot govorili smo z Lido Fernando Forero in omenjeno Brit Brennan, ki sta iz Transnacionalnega inštituta, delata na področju ekonomske pravičnosti in alternativ. Torej se slišimo čez 14 dni v oddaji Južna hemisfera na Radio Študent. Tako da lep pozdrav.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you'll see what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.
No!